Welcome to Life ... Fabulous Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Rosie Bank. Rosie, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. I am delighted to be speaking with your community of professional speakers. I appreciate the chance to connect with other like-minded, busy women and men. Let me address those who want to feel better, look better, perhaps to lose weight, and to get your bodies to love you better in work and with your families. You came to the right place. I set a clear intention that for those of you who need to hear my message, lives will be blessed as a result of our time together. And if you resonate with my suggestions to create an abundance of good health and reliable energy, stick around until the end when I show you a couple of gifts I have for you and how we can work together. I also have a visualization for you that I believe will brighten your day. And since I have a few specific key takeaways for you, I suggest that you might want to be prepared to take some notes that you can refer to later. As Tanya mentioned, my name is Rosie Bank, health coach to busy professionals. As a board-certified integrative nutrition health coach and the founder of Health Matters Coaching, my commitment is to show busy professionals how good they can feel by taking specific steps in the areas of health, nutrition, and creating more peace and harmony in their lives. I'll tell you more about me during our time together, since I believe you can learn from someone who has been to hell and back regarding her own health. And I'll explain to you why I am healthier now in my 60s than I was in my 20s. I have faith in you to be able to transform your life and your health the way that I did. I am very results-oriented, so let's dive in. Jim Rohn said, "Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live." I say, you can trade in your car, but you can't trade in your body. Here's the problem these days. The world of nutrition, exercise, and health in general has become overwhelming. It seems that the experts disagree on which diet is best for you. Plus, there is misinformation in the form of junk science and sometimes simply too much information. You may be thinking, well, I know I should take good care of my health, exercise regularly, and eat my veggies, but I'm busy. It's hard to be consistent, and it's so dang confusing. It's hard to move forward in a state of confusion, and of course, who has the time? Consider this possible solution. What if you had a map? If you knew that improving your health was doable, perhaps even systematic, that you could enjoy more energy, less stress, and experience relief and confidence. That's what we're going to talk about today. My intention is that as a result of our time together, you will walk away knowing the main mistakes to avoid, that even baby steps matter, and that your health is the best business investment you can make. I'm one of those lucky people who get out of bed, puts my feet on the floor, knowing that I am doing work that dramatically blesses other people's lives. It's true that I enjoy an abundance of excellent health every day. I may be an expert now, but I learned this the hard way, perhaps just like you. The reason why I know this is achievable is because I went from being sick, overweight, and strangled by a life-threatening eating disorder to enjoying more energy and confidence regarding my health and my body than I could possibly have imagined. I know what it means to be at risk and afraid. I feel tremendous empathy for anyone who is barricaded behind cravings, confusion around food, and discomfort with their bodies. Thank God I found a reason that was compelling and urgent for me to get my act together. This is why I focus with my clients and encourage you to figure out your most personally motivating reason for getting your act together around food and health. One of my clients, Christine, wanted to be a role model for her niece. At first, she thought that was an inferior reason. I led Christine to consider that perhaps this was an excellent personal motivator. Once she embraced her desire to be a good role model for her niece, she was much more able to ditch the junk, get regular exercise, and select pro-health food. This can happen for you once you do the work and figure out why this is so freaking important to you. You can also ask yourself what I ask all my clients. What are you afraid will happen if you do not make your health and taking care of your body a priority? You can use this to propel you forward and take action. I suggest you take the time to write down both the answer to this question as well as your personal motivator. My life is wonderful and I live in a state of gratitude and vitality in my body nearly every day, but it wasn't always this way, and I learned what I know through my own life-threatening addiction to carbohydrates and sugar and by almost taking my own life through bulimia. The reason I can talk about this now is because 100% of this lives in the past where it belongs. But I can vividly recall being awash in shame, fear, and humiliation. This was now several decades ago, but back then my life was overrun with eating unimaginable amounts of food that made me feel terrible and then purging it. What started out as an innocent way not to get fat backfired and became a life-threatening habit. This stood in the way of everything I did. It was like having a ball and chain around my ankle, making everything I did much more difficult. Everything good that happened in my life, including my career in body therapy and yoga, was compromised because of my addiction. Food was everywhere, so I struggled constantly. This is why I don't judge anyone who struggles the way I did. I learned to love myself and to rely on compassion to turn my life and health around. I extend that same compassion to you and urge you to take self-love on as a mantle in becoming as healthy as you can be. This is also why I have chosen busy professionals as the people whom I believe I can serve the best. To thrive as a business owner, an entrepreneur, or in a role in which you lead or manage others requires that you and your body are on the same page. Although I am not a fan or advocate of perfectionism when it comes to our bodies, I will say that it does help when we feel good about the way we look. When your reason is compelling enough, you will figure out how to overcome whatever habits stand between you and loving yourself, loving your body, getting your body to love you back, and feeling happy and at peace in your life. Here is your first key takeaway. One of the most common questions I hear from my clients is that getting healthy is overwhelming and they are unsure where they can begin. Who among you would start tomorrow if you felt confident that upping your health game was systematic? Let me tell you what a high mileage adjustment is, or HMA. You might want to write this down. If there is one thing that if you stopped doing it, or if you started doing it, would make the most dramatic change to your level of vitality, your weight, and to your feeling fantastic. Like the title of Gary Keller's excellent book, which I recommend to all high achievers, The One Thing. Let me tell you about Claudine. She was a stage actress working in community theater. She was very frustrated with extra weight, swollen knees, and not nearly enough energy to be on stage. In our first month of working together, Claudine agreed to switch her after-work habit. Instead of drinking two glasses of Chardonnay and eating a big hunk of cheddar cheese, she drank a big glass of water and jumped on her bike for about 20 minutes. She added quality supplements to her regimen. This is all we did for the first month. Guess what happened? Within a few weeks, Claudine's knees began to feel great and the swelling disappeared. Her energy bounced back, and she was able not only to walk across stage, but she was able to take on dancing roles. That is the power of a high mileage adjustment. You have to have faith that one thing or a couple of seemingly little things can make such a difference. For me, it was quitting the gorging and the purging. I never realized how sick I was until I started to feel incredibly healthy. I experienced what I tell my clients. In less than a year, you might barely be able to recognize yourself, and that is a very glorious thing. What might your HMA be? High mileage adjustment. Some examples I've seen over and over among my clients include switching to pure water and ditching the diet soda, making restorative sleep a priority and overcoming exhaustion, starting to take quality supplements, beginning to move and overcome sedentariness, eliminating junk food and going for quality, nutritious whole food, and avoiding snacking after dinner, which includes not raiding the fridge before going to bed. These are all relatively simple, They may be challenging to adopt, but worth the effort, and the results can be miraculous. Here is your second key takeaway. Finding your high mileage adjustment opens new doors that will lead you even further along your journey to get and stay vibrantly healthy. Shifting your thinking to making lifestyle adjustments gets you in a good headspace and compels you to continue moving forward. I named this trending, and it happens one baby step at a time. And wow, can those baby steps add up to create lasting transformation? Like the stock market, your health may fluctuate. We all want the stock market to continue to go up over time. The same is true with your health. Sometimes this strategy is as simple as your being willing to mostly move in the right direction as you make better choices and create habits around your making your health a priority. Tony Robbins calls this CANI, C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement. And it requires no perfection, which is an unreasonable expectation. Embracing the idea that you can continue to get better and better is among the most profound, life-affirming changes you can make. This is why I feel much better in my 60s than I did in my 20s. For example, imagine for a moment that you can incorporate just one new good habit each month. In 1 year, you could be in a much different and better place regarding your health and the size and shape of your body. What would you love for that to look like? What would be worth it to you personally to compel you to take these baby steps? In my book, Health Matters, I walk you through 52 weeks to make adjustments like the ones I'm referring to. The idea is to create a compound effect so the benefits begin to stack up. My book is available at www.healthmattersbook.com. I told you that one thing all my clients enjoy is their personal motivator, figuring out what is urgent, compelling, personal, emotional, and unique to you in achieving your goals makes a huge difference to get over the challenges and setbacks. That personal motivator, plus having a plan you can create with a coach, plus a high mileage adjustment, is a dream combination. Throw in self-love and patience, and you are well on your way to transform your health, your body, your life, and even your business. Here is the third key takeaway. It pays to stay healthy. It costs you less to invest in your health while you have it than it does to buy it back if, God forbid, you lose it. You may be saying, yeah, but organic food is so expensive. You may be thinking, yeah, but it's cost so much to join a gym. I don't have the right shoes. You may be screaming inside your head, who has the time? Please consider these examples. The cost to take a yoga class versus the cost of a heart attack. The time required to meditate in the morning compared to the time required to be in the hospital after a stroke, like what happened to my dad. And then there's the cost to eat fresh whole food and the time required to prepare it compared to the cost of cancer or even diabetes, which occurs to 1 out of 3 people and costs the average person a devastating $15,000 per year, plus the time spent missing work. I think one of the most expensive things in the world is not being able to work at a time in your life when you and your family rely on your income. I suggest that you can't afford not to invest in your health. The costliest thing you can do is to put off taking good care of your body or, God forbid, doing nothing. By the way, I spent over, makes me wince to tell you this, but over $5,000 in therapy and seminars to break free from the carb and sugar addiction. It was unbelievably challenging to spend that money, but I knew that the rest of my life, including my ability to serve people in my work, was waiting for me. I knew I had to invest in my health to get my life back, and I knew deep in my heart that when I broke free, I could help others at a level I had always dreamed about. This is the backstory to why I became a health coach. Can you relate to this? Everything looks fine on the outside, but some of you, like I used to be, are really suffering on the inside. I am sensitive to the fact that this is an extremely personal conversation. In the privacy of your home or office, raise your hand if you can resonate with this. Carrying extra pounds around is so normal in our culture, a lot of people say, it's okay, I'll just buy a larger pair of pants, and that's part of the cycle. And I hear from my clients how much they want to buy clothes that make them look great and feel great in a healthier body. Finding someone who has been there and who helped me get out of it was what made the difference. It was also incredibly scary to ask for help. That's what all those tremendously expensive seminars were about. How much energy do you spend lugging these shackles around? What would open in your life, in your business, and with your family when you break free? How do you dream of wanting to feel and how to look? I have a gift for you all today. Whether we work together or not, I want to give you a chance at better health. Please visit www.rosiebank.com/101010. That's www.rosiebank.com/101010, and 10 is spelled out like T-E-N-T-E-N-T-E-N. I'd like to give you a copy of 101010, a special report with 10 healthy recipes you can make in under 10 minutes for under $10, for two people, of course. I've heard as much positive feedback about this simple approach as any other resources I have created for my clients. And there's no opt-in. This is my gift to you. Remember we talked about how confusing it can be to get on track with your health, how it's potentially overwhelming and how much controversy there is, and of course, how scary it can be wondering if your body will conk out on you? This is why I created the Health Matters Coaching Program. Imagine having a plan for your health the way a financial advisor creates a plan for your money or a business advisor helps you plan your business. Don't leave things to chance. Regarding your health, doing nothing is the costliest mistake. Imagine having a customized food plan that works for you and that helps you achieve your goals of weight loss and vastly improved, reliable, good health. Wouldn't you love to understand why you crave certain foods and learn how to overcome those cravings and break free? What miracles could happen if you had a coach to hold you accountable and keep you on track? Most of my clients are still on track even years after they complete their coaching partnership with me. In fact, many of them experience a compound effect where their health actually continues to improve. Isadora, not her real name, told me recently that about a year after she completed her last session, she was ready to venture into vegetarianism. She got hooked on continuing to improve her health and find other ways to maintain her new weight. What if you could be like Isadora? Health coaching is for you if you would love to look in the mirror and say, wow, doesn't that give you the goosebumps? If you would love to say no to foods that used to overpower you like the playground bully and take back control of your health, your body, and your life. If you would love to feel confident knowing what to eat and what to avoid and to fall in love with food that's good for you. If you would love not to be afraid that you're going to catch the diseases that your parents or relatives had. How much would that change your life? I'd love to explain to you what epigenetics is and how you can apply that to having a plan to stay well. What if you would love to gift yourself with reliable energy to last you throughout the day and for many healthy decades to come? My client, Dennis, not her real name, invested in the Health Matters Coaching Program. He was desperate to lose weight and take better care of himself. He has one physically handicapped sister and one mentally handicapped son who he takes care of. His body was quitting on him, and he was scared to conk out like an old car, even though he's only in his early 50s. We worked together to help Dennis improve his food choices. The weight dropped off and his energy bounced back. Even his son's health improved because he learned working with me that some of the food he was feeding him caused him to be more unstable mentally. The frequency and severity of his son's seizures cut in half. Dennis just needed the help of a coach and the support of a structured, individualized program. He says, I changed his life. That empowerment and those results are a key part of the Health Matters Coaching Program. Now, people spend a fortune to get healthy and lose weight. According to the Fooducate website, in April of 2016, Americans spend over $60 billion, with a B, dollars to lose weight every year. And so often it doesn't last. They spend thousands more. And then on diets to try to fix the problem the food caused in the first place. Why do you think with all of those resources available that people still struggle with this? Want to know what I think? I think people do not realize how to love their bodies and to get their bodies to love them back. And they don't realize they can reach out to get help. What makes my brand unique is that my clients learn to love themselves first. It may be counterintuitive, but if you wait until you like how you look before you love yourself, it will be practically impossible to get the results you're looking for. This is what makes Health Matters Coaching different. This investment in you and your future will pay off in having more years of feeling great. And for some of you, it will pay off in having more years, period. Now you know why I do what I do. If you think you could benefit from being healthier and feeling amazing, let's have a conversation about what would be the best solution for you. Normally, people pay me $210 an hour for a consultation like what I've been describing. But since you are a PSA member, and since Tanya asked me to give her people a really good deal, I'm offering a Health Matters Discovery session for the low price of $97, which is $100 off my regular price. Simply send an email to rosie@rosiebank.com with the subject help, and I'll get right back to you to arrange the details. That's rosie@rosiebank.com. We can do a session at a mutually agreeable time via Skype or FaceTime, and if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, I would be delighted to invite you to my office. If you prefer to book this yourself, simply visit www.rosiebank.com/coaching schedule. That's www.rosiebank.com/coaching schedule. I will be with you through thick and thin because setbacks happen and you've got to have someone in your corner. I'm Rosie Bank, health coach to busy professionals. I would like you to, if you're not driving, close down your eyes and just let your breath fill your body as you imagine being the radiant, vital self that you long for deep in your body, deep in your cells. If there were no barriers, no obstacles, if you could get in the same corner as your body and make these changes, how do you long to feel? How do you long to look? What's the emotion that would make it worth it for you to take this mantle on and love your body and get your body to love you back? Who in your life would be blessed by your becoming and staying well? For whom could you become a role model? Here is a lovely quote from Arianna Huffington. Quote, "I do not try to dance better than anyone else. I only try to dance better than myself. If I can be a partner in your discovering the body that you long to be with, if you want to experience personal transformation, I would be deeply honored. As it has been time to spend with you, which has been an honor for me, I believe the world is a better place when you make taking care of yourself a priority. I believe that your life can be blessed and others can be blessed by watching you shift to a person who is deeply in tune with why it is the most amazing thing on earth to live with lasting vitality." In closing, a really good time to make your health a priority was about 25 years ago. The next best time is now. It is never too early to get started, and it is always too late to wait. Invest in your health for a lifetime of dividends. Health matters, and so do you. Thank you very much. I am signing off with love and encouragement, and I thank you again, Tanya, for the chance to connect with your group.